In Chicago, near the top of the 110-story Sears Tower, a new attraction opened to the public today. It's called The Ledge. And if you're already feeling some vertigo, Chicago Public Radio's Susie Ahn can assure you The Ledge is not for the faint of heart.
I'm on the 103rd floor of the Sears Tower in Chicago, about to check out the view from what designers call The Ledge. It's basically a glass box that juts out just over 4 feet away from the building, and it allows visitors to stare more than 1,300 feet straight below them. Okay. Now, I don't have a fear of heights. It's the glass that I'm nervous about. Wow. It's a cloudy day, but it's a spectacular view. I can see straight down to Wacker Drive.
That first step going out onto the ledge, especially when you're wearing progressive lenses. It's enjoyable. It's really enjoyable to be able to see the city in this perspective.
That's Paula Laborski of New Jersey. She says the $15 admission fee and the hour-long wait in line was worth it. Randy Stancic is the general manager of the Sears Tower Skydeck. He walks on the ledge as if it's his own living room.
5 tons is the weight load, and that was way more than what was mandated for us to do. It's physically impossible to put 5 tons of people into these boxes.
Stancic says before the ledge was built, visitors here would constantly leave forehead prints on the windows up here, trying to get a better look. So as part of a multi-million-dollar renovation project, the tower's architecture team built these glass boxes. There are 3 of them, and each can accommodate up to 15 people, staring straight down and giving them the view they crave. But now the ledge has created a different problem for window washers, forehead smudges on the glass floor. For NPR News, I'm Susie Ahn in Chicago.